Hello everyone. Welcome to Pixelated Perfect. I am super excited. I have with me Pochi.
This is Justin.
Jenya.
Super excited today. We are live.
I'm going to start with a pretty broad question for you. So what does being a designer mean to you?
I think design is how we shape the world we live in.
You know, design, it has various levels of impact. Based on what we're designing. It can be an app icon, it could be a concert poster, it could be a chair, but it also could be an emergency alert system.
Right, it's like the way that you phrase it is really powerful.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will have many different stakeholders, many different people that have opinions, and everyone's kind of giving you feedback at different times, and then you'll make a change and someone's like, oh, that's not what I wanted to change. And it basically causes delay, and then the timeline keeps getting pushed back and everything turns into a mess. So my suggestion is having a decision maker.
Whatever you are working, you shouldn't feel scared of failure. Because it won't work.
You feel like that you are not really, you know, good to be like to land this new like job in a new country. So it really takes time to, of course, like adjust to a new like culture and like language and stuff. But I think that like your previous background is definitely like valuable, even though it was like with another like industry or country or like different language. It doesn't really matter. You still had those like experience, and you still have that skill set.
Right now we have so many networking resources like LinkedIn. So if you get the offer from this school, make sure that you leverage the LinkedIn and reach out to the alumni or the current student there and talk about like, hey, I'm Mingjun and I got the offer from this school. I'm not curious about your advice on blah, blah, blah. And I think they always willing to at least like talk to you, like have a coffee chat with you virtually. I think that is my top tip.
I think a differentiator from a designer that's starting out and growing in their career is knowing the business side of design and the company. I think what was interesting is I handed off my designs, but I don't miss it because I feel like I'm able to mentor and grow a team that can do it. And so I'm still providing that like oversight and helping people, which is exactly what you do, is mentoring. So you still get to provide that value without being in the day-to-day.
It takes time, and that's the thing that I am really anxious person. So that's a really hard thing to understand. Take time, and that's okay.
I had a story in mind that I wanted to tell. I knew my story, but the telling of the story so that it really resonated with my audience, and my goal was really to make sure that I was telling a story that people would get value out of, that they could resonate with, that they could learn something or take a tip or feel inspired.
Another thing we actually changed in the past 10 years of academia in design was to move towards a more user-centered design.
Also a tool for thinking, because when you draw, you're having a conversation with the thing you are drawing. So it's like you enter a feedback loop with your drawing and you start thinking or getting more ideas from the things you're drawing. So I think of drawing as a way to visualize ideas. So it can be adding a sticky note, can be like drawing visually reflecting or keeping track of an idea or iterating on it and sharing it with others. That's how I think drawing. That's why I think everyone can draw. Drawing comes in many ways. I like to think like of it in a very poetic way. For instance, dancing to me is like drawing in the space. It's like how I understand a drawing in space. But, besides the poetic side, I think there's something very powerful in expressing our ideas visually, because it's a great way of communicating these ideas and sharing them with others. So I will send my developer friends that they can draw.
I think that this is a big difference between a junior designer and a senior designer. Junior designers are learning the hard skills. They're perfecting the hard skills, right? I think what helps take a junior designer's career to the next level is with some of those soft skills. So learning how to have those difficult conversations with clients or internal teams. It's knowing how to run and facilitate a design workshop. It's really about having that extra skill set, that extra layer of business sense, right? Knowing how to have these conversations with people.
Know yourself, that's why the communication is so important. The rest of the team should be clear with me, because they have to tell me what they need from me, and then I have to figure out how to do that and understand what is the best way to do it. So if 8 o'clock I'm sharp as ever and no one is working, doesn't matter, I'm going to be working at 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. or yeah. 4 a.m., I don't know.
Right.
I really believe that the 9 to 6 working hours should end. Because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. If you go in and you're like, I have this mission, I have this drive, this is what my goal is, this is what I want to achieve, that's really going to help you be able to say with confidence, I want to be full-time or I want to be freelance. Do you have to stick to that? No, we ebb and flow, we change, right? So check in with yourself in 6 months, in a year, like, is that still your goal? Is that still your mission? Has it shifted? Has it changed? That's totally fine. But as long as you have this guiding light and this mission, that's really going to help you continue to think about what comes next.
You have to be curious about it. So embrace the profession, be curious, change your sight. And hurry up, because this profession, it's going to the moon and quick.
Yes, totally. The first thing I have to say about this is that how does it exceed your responsibility? Is it something that you can learn and grow from? Is it a new tool? Is it a new process that you should be learning? So maybe you're a UI designer and you don't know UX, but there's some UX requests. I think it's important to make it very clear to the client, to the customer, that you are not an expert in that, but it's something that you want to learn and grow from, and to give you that opportunity to work on it. So I guess my first feedback to you is like, why is it out of scope? And can it add value to you? And if so, do it. And I wish you all luck, and I look forward to the next session.